الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت بي نسل الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طاعة سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والعكم، روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, firstly, as is the practice of my very honorable illustrious Ustad, my Shaykh, my spiritual mentor, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatum, the principal of Darulum Azadwal, Hazrat says, before every talk, before every majlis, firstly discuss one of the sunnats of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So myself, all of us sitting here, and inshallah the entire ummah can once again realize the importance of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are so great and so important that Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself has mentioned, Man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani, wa man ahyani faqad ahabbani, wa man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. Imagine Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best of all creation, Allah Ta'ala's most beloved. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Man ahya sunnati, whoever brings alive a sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what does it mean to bring alive? A amila biha, to practice on the sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Particularly in this time and age, imagine over 1400 years ago already Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has foretold and told us that Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falau ajru miyati shaheed. Whoever will make an effort to bring alive one sunnat in the time of evil and corruption. And what is the time of evil and corruption? That today we are so overtaken with the Western world. We are bombarded from all sides with all their advertisements, their lifestyle, the Western way of life, the fashionable way of life. We forgot the value of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today the sunnats of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the most precious thing, it has no value in our eyes. In this time and age, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, whoever brings alive one sunnat of mine, he will get the reward of 100 shaheeds. Allahu Akbar. And the reward of one shaheed before one drop of blood touches the ground, Allah takes his soul and puts it in the birds of Jannah. And he is flying around in Jannah. So we won't get the reward of just, and a shaheed, normally he gives his life, he's gone to Akhirat. But here we can get the reward of not one or two shaheeds, 100 shaheeds, and we'll be still alive. And we can get how many shaheeds sawab. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, in this time and age particularly, Man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani, Whoever has brought alive my sunnah has brought, has made me alive. In other words, what Nabi-e Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come into the world for, when the world was lost in darkness. People forgot what is a sign of insan, of humanity. Every type of evil you could think of was practiced at that time. And that was the days known as Ayyami Jahiliya, the days of ignorance. There were no universities, there were no madrasas, there were no masjids like this, etc. So people were lost in and drowned in the doldrums of tyranny, oppression, had no regard for one another. They used to drink the blood of one another. They never used to respect their woman, etc. At that time, Allah Ta'ala says, how did we salvage the world? How did we make this human being realize that he is the best of all creation? Allah Ta'ala says, what did we send? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ What has come to you? مِنَ اللَّهِ Specially from Allah. A great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Noor, the noor of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is this noor of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His lifestyle. When the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the world, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam disconnected people now from the world and connected their hearts to the Creator Allah Ta'ala. When your heart is connected to Allah, then Allahu Akbar. A pious person says it so beautifully, agar tu ek mera to har shay meri, asma mera, zami meri, agar tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi mera. Oh Allah, if you are mine, the whole world is mine. Everything will go in my favor because Allah is in control of everything. But if Allah is not ours, then nothing will be ours. We can be millionaires, we can be billionaires, we can be presidents of the country also. But if Allah is not ours, then nothing will be ours. Our Honorable, my Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to say so beautifully, ke shaho ke siro mein taaje gira se aksar dar sa rehta hai. Aur ehle wafa ke sino mein ek noor ka darya behta rehta hai. He says, in the heads of the kings of the world, particularly the kings of those days were very rich, and when they used to sit on their throne, their crown that they had was made of pure gold, was very heavy. So it couldn't even put on their head because it's too heavy. So they used to suspend it with chains. And the king used to sit on his throne as if the crown is just on his head. But Hazrat says that shaho ke siro mein, in the heads of the king, aksar se dard sa rehta hai. All the time they used to have headaches, they used to have pain. Either it means one because of that heavy crown on the head, or generally all the kings of the world, the presidents, they got so lot worries, they can't sleep at night. They don't know, they can't, they're turning and twisting. They got the best bed, but they can't sleep. They're driving in the best cars, but they don't have enjoyment. So we shouldn't look at the outward things of this world. Allah Ta'ala says that is the kuffar's lifestyle. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمَ الْآخِرَةِ مُغَافِلُونَ They just look at the outward attractions of this world. They don't know the real life of Akhirat. The real enjoyable life is the life of Akhirat. And that is what Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show the world. They don't get lost in all the dirt and filth of this world. When you get lost in the dirt and filth of this world, enjoyment with haram, woman entertainment, getting involved in movies, in drugs, in all casinos, this is not our lifestyle. When you get involved in that, your heart will become dark. And you won't have peace and enjoyment. And don't look at the outward people who are maybe, outwardly they look like millionaires, like the kings of the world. But they got headaches all the time. Ehle wafa ke sino mein ek noor ka darya behtar. He says the loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they've got a river of noor flowing all the time. And what is that river of noor? That is the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When those people were lost in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression, the days of Jahiliyyah, when they saw the light of the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they brought Iman, and they started following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became great people. That Allah Ta'ala talks about the Sahaba radhiyallahu in the Quran Kareem, Rijalun sadaqu ma ahdullah. If you want to see real men, we all think we men, but today we can't even control our eyes. One woman walking on the street, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, when a woman walks on the street dolled up, she has put on lipstick and makeup, shaitan makes her look beautiful, she's not beautiful. You control your gazes, wallah, your wife will be much, much more beautiful than her. And she is much more beautiful. But when we don't control our gazes, then these women look attractive to us. But remember, Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And this command Allah is mentioned for the ladies also, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتْ يَغْضُطْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. That, remember, the doorway to your heart is your eyes. What you see is going to go, your heart is going to get affected. You just looking, but that look has now affected your heart. And now when you look at the woman walking in the street, you got no peace, you got no happiness. You come home, your wife is a doll, but she doesn't look beautiful. Because you're looking at all the filth and dirt in the street. You in namaz also, you can't enjoy your namaz. You're thinking, oh, I wish I could have contacted that woman. I wish. But all this artificial connection of this illicit love affairs, wallah, that is just a hogwash. That is not true love. True love is the love of the Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And all this, you're looking at the woman, you think you're enjoying yourself, and you think you want to, it's not love. Our Shaykh Azman Abdul Hamid Sahab, Madda Zilul Ali, explained so beautifully, this is just lust. And a person is infatuation. He's just overtaken. Like one young boy, he was walking on the street and he saw a girl walking in front of him. So he got overtaken. Now he wants to draw her attraction. And now he's giving her long, long stories from the back that I never saw a woman like you. You are must world. You are the best film star in the world, and I never saw. She realized there's a wolf behind me. He wants to take my honor, my izzat. She started walking faster and faster. She saw in front, the house is not far away. So when she came to her house, just when she came to the step of her house, she told him, you know what, she didn't look at him. But she just told him from the front, she said, you know what, you say I'm so beautiful, my sister is behind you, she is much more beautiful than me. So when the moment she said this, he turned around to look, where's the sister coming? So she took out the high heel shoe, she gave him one shot on the head. She said, you're a liar, just now I was the best in the world. Now why are you looking at somebody else? And wallah, man's nature is, once you get the best, you don't look at something that is inferior. Right, right. And who can be better? Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, design ko mat deko, designer ko deko. Na kale ko deko, na gore ko deko, unko deko jinhone rang baksha. Don't look at the light in complexion dollies, the dark in complexion dollies. Look at the one who gave them that complexion. Don't look at one design. If Allah made one woman that looks so nice, Allah can make millions other women. And the woman of Jannah, the who's, how beautiful Allah has made them. And wallah, Allah Ta'ala promises, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, that person who controls his gazes, Allah Ta'ala will pour in his heart a liquid which is called halawat-e-iman, the sweetness of iman. Because the gaze is one of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. If you protect your gaze for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will, and Allah has put temptations. It's nothing wrong that a person, I like to look at women. No problem with that. Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We have made insan in such a way that we have put desires in his heart also, but we have given him the ability of taqwa, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person who's got a very fast car. Your car moves at 120 hours per second and it moves at a speed, but you must have power brakes also. If a person doesn't, he's got a very slow jalopy, it goes at 20 k's per hour and he says, my brakes are power brakes, what's the good of that? But a person who's got boomer, his car moves and he's got power brakes, that person, he needs power brakes. So exactly the same, if we got desires, we like to look at women, it's natural. Every man, you can be a greatest wali of Allah. The desire is there, you want to look at women, you want to look at movies, you want to look at all haram, go on to the internet, look at all porn sites, aliyazubillah, Allah save us all. Mm-hmm. But Allah says, I gave you the ability, the himmat, the courage to stay away from it. The moment you stay away and say, I protect my gazes for Allah's sake, Allah will be unhappy, Allah will put sweetness of iman in your heart. And you will feel that sweetness of iman. How today we feel the sweetness of milkshake, the sweetness of faluda, we feel it on our tongue. But today, sadly, we can't feel the sweetness of iman. When we recite Quran Sharif, we don't get enjoyment. We listen to zikr, we don't get enjoyment. We don't get enjoyment in reading Durood Sharif upon our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we all say we love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us just think today was the day of Jummah. How many duroods did I read upon my beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who brought us the beautiful lifestyle, who taught us who is Allah Ta'ala. So when a person doesn't have the sweetness of iman in his heart, then he doesn't enjoy the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then we think deen is difficult, it's not enjoyable. Wallah, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali was a very great lover of Allah. He wrote 28,500 poems in the love of Allah. Till today the Western world, they all regard him as a great philosopher. But they can't realize that that love was not for any mortal, any human being. That love was for the creator of Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzat. He says, when Allah Ta'ala used to give me the enjoyment, sometimes I sit in the masjid or I sit in my house and I make the zikr of Allah and I take Allah's name. Allah, 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 Allah. And he says, from the heart, this poem comes out of his language was Persian, so he used to say, Allah, Allah, Iche Shiri Nastanam, Shiro Shakkar Misha Wajjanam Tamam. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib translated it in Urdu so beautifully. Allah, Allah, Kaisa Pyara Naam Hai, Allah, Allah, Kaisa Pyara Naam Hai, Aashiko Ka Meena Aur Jam Hai. That, oh Allah, how beautiful your name is. Just your name is so enjoyable. That Mawlana Rum says, when I used to take your name, O Allah, in zikr, every hair on my body used to become like a river of honey. Today we can't imagine this. It's like in this world, you get some people, they got problems with their taste buds. They can't taste food. And whatever food they eat, you ask them how it tastes, everything is nice for them. They don't know the taste of food. But when they go for treatment, Allah Ta'ala gives them cure, their treatment is made, and now give them food, now they know the difference in taste. So we, our spiritual taste buds, there's a different taste for tilawat of Quran. There's a different taste for namaz. When the imam is reciting tilawat in namaz, there's a different enjoyment. There's a different enjoyment for reading durood. There's a different enjoyment when you're standing in front of Rose Park and you're saying, As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. But we stand there, we don't get the enjoyment. We're just saying it. It's just words on the tongue. We're not getting that enjoyment. Why? Our spiritual taste buds are gone faulty. For that Allah Ta'ala has kept the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah, the Mashayikh. When you keep contact with the lovers of Allah, and they teach us who Allah Ta'ala is, they teach us what is the position of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then see, wallah, one durood of ours, and you'll get enjoyment. One tilawat of Quran, you won't want to stop. You'll enjoy your namaz. Nobody will have to tell you, get up for Fajr namaz. You put your alarm also, before the alarm rings, you'll be there in the masjid. Because that enjoyment will come in the heart. So just when will this enjoyment come? When Nabi Kareem Sawasam came to the world was lost in darkness. Nabi Sawasam came with his nur, with the beloved lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the Sahaba followed this lifestyle, Allah says, Rijal, these are men. These are real men. Who are those men? Sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi. They fulfilled the pledge that they made with Allah. When we recited La ilaha illallah, we said, oh Allah, normally La ilaha illallah for us, we still only know, like children, when we enter nursery madrasa, we know that the translation, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. No. But wallah, when we do a cause in the love of Allah, when we do a cause in the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the friends of Allah Ta'ala, then, like our Dada Shaykh says, do you know what is the loving tarjuma of La ilaha illallah? The tarjuma of ishq of La ilaha illallah is, you're telling Allah that, oh Allah, there's nobody for me besides you. Who is there for me besides you? A wife tells her husband that besides you, who's there for me? My mother, my father is no more there. I can't go to my brothers. You are the only one for me. That husband will melt. Even if he doesn't want to buy the wife anything, he'll tell her a lot of, particularly at night, my sheikh says, when you go to bed, then you're giving your wife a lot of promises. In the morning when she get up and she say, now this promise you made that today you're going to buy me a BM. This, you say, when I said that? She say, yeah, last night you said that. You say, no, kalamul layl yamhun nahar. That when the day comes, it wipes out the talk of the night. So that, but when a person, Allah, Allah, when you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you get this connection with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they fulfill their pledge with Allah. They said, oh Allah, besides you, there is nobody for us. And how to reach Allah? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can't reach Allah. You can read whole life your kalima, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. But if you don't connect it to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll remain suspended. You won't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the beloved, with his lifestyle, with the beautiful sunnahs of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahu Akbar, Sahib Qasida Burda, Allama Busaidi has written a beautiful poem in the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on what occasion, Allahu Akbar, you are suffering from a disease called leprosy. Your skin falls off. He made lot of ilaj treatment. Nothing was helping him. Then the thought struck him that let me write a poem in the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I make dua to Allah, and inshallah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will get happy. He'll make dua for me that Allah gives me cure. So he was decided that I want to present this poem to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in a dream that night, he saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. He presented that poem in a dream to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so overjoyed that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him what is called a burda in Arabic. A burda means a scarf, a shawl that we put on our head. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, you rub the shawl on your body, inshallah tomorrow you'll be cured. When he got up in the morning, he found that shawl at his head side. And he rubbed it on himself, he was cured. He made the niyyah that I want to go to read this poem right at Rozai Mubarak. In front of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the dream of the king of that time. He said, a certain person is coming, don't let him come in front of my Rozai Mubarak. The king didn't understand the dream properly. He thought that this person might be a prisoner or something. As he was coming to Medina Sharif, they caught him, they put him in jail. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the dream of the king the next night. He told him, I didn't say treat him like a prisoner. I told you don't let him come in front of my Rozai Mubarak. He's a very great person. He has written a poem in my love. If he has to present it in front of my Roza, I'll be so happy. I'll have to take out my hands from my Roza and shake his hands. And then there will be fitna around. That's why I told you don't let him come here. So Sahib Qasida Burda gives us a brief idea. He says, do you know who we are? That we are the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-islami inna lana. Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-islami inna lana. Min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami. He says, Bushra lana. Great tidings to you, O people of Islam. Inna lana min al inaya, from the very special favors of Allah, we've got a ruknan, a pillar of support. Ruknan ghayra munhadami. Nobody can break down this pillar. Today the whole Muslim world is crying. What is happening in Syria? What is happening in Iraq? What is happening in Egypt? We all crying. Why? We have left this pillar of support. Because of all this Western media, all the bombardments, all the advertisements. And what is Western philosophy? They say you must use diplomacy. What is diplomacy in reality? They tell somebody to go to hell in such a way he looks forward to it. And today we're not only looking forward, we're taking out money to go to hell. We're taking out money to buy haram for our children. We're giving them the mobile, all this entertainment. And we think we're showing love to our children. In reality, respected elders and friends, this is not true love to our children. True love is when we give them the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we show them the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll be the coolness of your eyes in this world. If you happen to go in the Qabr and they'll be following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your account will be open still. You will be getting sawab that I taught my children the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, O people of Islam, don't forget your reality. You've got such a pillar of support, ruknan ghayra munhadami. Nobody can destroy this pillar of support. Where, what is that pillar of support? Lamma da'a Allahu da'ina li ta'atihi bi akramir rusuli kunna akramal umami. When Allah sent His da'i, the one to invite us towards Allah Ta'ala, the greatest inviter, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kareem o me akram, jameel o me ajmal, from all the beauties, the most beautiful is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From all the honorable personalities, the most honorable is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most honored, we have become the most honorable ummatis because of our connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So because of this connection, he says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is akramal anbiya, the best of all the anbiya. We become the best of ummatis. But today we are so shy to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This beautiful sunnah beard of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one first length, which according to all the imams, it's wajib, is necessary. We feel shy. Allahu Akbar. A poet says it so beautifully. Agar ye dari achhi nahi hoti, meri mahboob ke chehra par nahi hota. Just the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept it, we shouldn't be shy. And when we learn about it and we realize our mistake, we should make tawbah. And immediately we should make intention, oh Allah, I want to follow the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The moment you make intention now, overnight our beards can't grow, it can't grow even in 3-4 months. But if we pass away now when we made the intention and we made tawbah, you'll die like a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, "E zaid e nada kisi gunegar ko hakir mat samjho." That, oh, that person you think you disinclined from the world, you lot of ibadat, you even got sunnat, you got dadi also, but don't think low of anybody. Because you might be thinking low of anybody, you reading tahajjud namaz, you thinking bad of somebody, that is worse than a person who's shaving his beard. So don't look down upon anybody, because which manat a person will make tawbah and change his life, he'll become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You in your tahajjud, you're going down to Jahannam. So we should realize the friends of Allah ta'ala will teach us the path to Allah. And where did the friends of Allah learn this path? From none other than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sahib-e Kaseera Burda says, because you the best of ummats, don't be shy to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the people followed the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that same nation that the Romans and Persians, the superpowers, didn't want to rule over the Sahaba. They told them, "Antum abidu abidina, you the slaves of our slaves, we don't want to rule you. You all don't know how to love like human beings." They became the rulers of the world. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, when I became the Khalifa, Allah ta'ala gave him the Islamic rule, 2.25 square million miles he was ruling the whole Islamic peninsula. He says, at that time the thought came to my mind, when I was a young boy, 10, 12 years old, then my father, who was a shepherd, he used to have sheep, goats, and my father used to take me into the field to look after the goats. One day one goat ran away, and my father came, he gave me one smack. And he said, "Umar, you can't look after one goat. What you going to do when you grow big?" He says, "Today when I see Allah gave me control of the whole Muslim world, I think, Ya Allah, what you have given me." Yeah. And he says, "This is all because I followed Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I started following the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave me control in the world." So today we also want control in the world, but we don't want to follow the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should realize the best way of life. Hazrat Maulana Abrar Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, a very great wali of Allah, he used to say so beautifully that sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa hai. That the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most perfect way of life. Anybody, many of us, we want to be perfectionists. We want to do our things with perfection. Then the easiest, the perfectionist way is the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. The sunnat way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the easiest way of life. And the sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. The sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beautiful way of life. Just take for example our salam, Allahu Akbar. The best greeting in the world, the best greeting any nation has got is the greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we feel shy to make salam. Even somebody phone us, we know it's a Muslim brother, but we won't say Assalamu alaikum, we'll say hello. And my Shaykh said it so beautifully, hello, we don't know what we are doing. We're giving badwa to somebody, we're saying go to hell and the lowest part of hell. Hell and low. Rather say Assalamu alaikum. Or if it's not a, you don't know it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, say your name. Can I help you? And if you know it's a Muslim, you know whose number, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What a beautiful, look at the greeting of the Western way. Now it's 12 o'clock midday. Now you must check your watch. Must I say good afternoon or good morning? If it's 1 minute past midday, the sun is still bright, but you saying good afternoon, you don't know whether to say, you don't know whether to say good afternoon, good night. It's 12 o'clock at night. And it's dark now. Somebody phone you, you have to see whether I must say good morning or good night. It's night, but you're saying good morning. 1 minute last noon at night. And Allahu Akbar. If your neighbor, for example, is a non-Muslim, he has to get up in the morning and go for an appointment. It's a cold day. And he gets up, he wants to go and start his car is not starting. When he looks at the tires, the one tire is flat, and he is sick, he's got a doctor's appointment, and you walking past, and you say, how are you? Good morning. In other words, very good, all this is happening to you. So the poor fellow is going through difficulty and we are saying good morning. But the beautiful salam, as-salamu alaykum. Salam, one meaning of salam, as-salamu al-mu'min. Salam is the name of Allah. Allah gave us His name to greet one another. In other words, when you leave your house, for example, these days, this is the days of crime in our country, etc., we all worried. You leave the house, you go into the business, you worried your wife is at home, your children, they worried you going to the shop. You say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, that I have left Allah, what you don't worry. Mm-hmm. And they say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, they say, we sending Allah what you also. When Allah is with us, what more do we want? We don't need any insurance policies. We don't need any security. We got the security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another beautiful meaning of salam, Allahu Akbar. One great alim has mentioned, when you say As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, then like for example in namaz, when we saying As-salam, when you say As-salamu alaykum to the right, the sunnah is that greet, if you on the right side, whoever is on the right, make intention for all the musallis that are on the right side, make intention for the jinnat that are also in the masjid, we can't see them. And the malaika, the angels are also there. And the angels that are on our two shoulders, kiram and katibin, they writing our book of deeds. So make salam to them also. And whichever direction is the, in the imam, make niyat of the imam in that direction also. So when you saying assalamu alaikum, and what is the sunnat method of salam in namaz, that is your salam should start here from the madan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And the sunnat is to look at your shoulders and just think you're making the salam to the malaika here. Kiram and katibin here. And when you do this, inshallah, one great thing will open up to our hearts, that is akhirat. That is, we have to leave this world. And that the system that is running in this world, it's not the system of governments, etc. Above the system of dunya is the system of Allah Ta'ala, which is known as the taqweeni system. The system of where Allah has appointed malaika, that Allah has appointed a farishta when rain must come down. Look at the heavy clouds in the sky, all full of water, but there one drop of rain can come without Allah Ta'ala's permission. So Allah's system is above all that system. Sometimes we see it's just dark, overcast, 5 o'clock, and we say heavy downpour is coming. And after a few minutes, nothing comes down. So the system of Allah is above this. When we say As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and just make intention of the malaika, inshallah that system will open up to us. That even if a person is sick, you go for a last to the doctor, but you know that doctor can't give me cure. That medicine can't give me cure. This is only the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah Ta'ala, if Allah decides, Allah will give me cure. So that system will open up to us. So our Shaykh says so beautifully, when you make salam on the right, then look at your shoulder. Don't look today, oh, Ahmad Bhai is here or not. He's owing me so much money, I have to collect it. No, don't look who's here. We're not here to mark register. The farishtas are marking our register. So we should, the salam starts, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And as I said, the intention we should make. And this is all the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In your namaz, besides all the other rewards, every sunnah you're getting another 100 shaheed sawab. Look at our deen. Where can you earn so easy? Our deen is so easy to earn because we have to take all this wealth to akhirat. Where we're going to stay khalideen afiya abada, we're going to stay forever and ever. Here in this world to become a millionaire, everybody is desirous. But how lot you have to work and how much headaches. And akhirat, there's no headaches, there's enjoyment. Allahu Akbar, so much so, the wine in akhirat, Allah Ta'ala says, it won't even give you headaches. It's not like the wine and drugs of this world. You take little liquor and now you don't know who's your mother, you don't know who's your sister. And you are lost and you don't know what's happening. Allah has kept all the pure enjoyments for us in Jannah. We have to look forward to our Jannah. So imagine, just in namaz, if we learn the sunnah method of namaz, our namaz will become so valuable. And then when we get the connection of Allah, then the soul of namaz comes in our namaz. What enjoyment we will get. So just salam, when you're saying salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, now you bring your head back to the madal. Now your first salam has ended. Now start your second salam again from the madal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Look at your shoulder and make niyat of the farishta here also. All the musallis on the right and all the jinn, the malaika also, the jinnat. And in whichever direction is the imam, make niyat. If you're reading namaz alone individually, then it's only the malaika and You make niyat if there's any jinnat around, then you make niyat of the malaika. So, and then bring your head back to the madal, now your namaz is ended. This is the sunnat way of salam. We just say, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Namaz will be over, but you won't get the value of sunnat. One sunnat, Allahu Akbar, is so valuable. Anything that is done according to sunnat is much, much more valuable than any other method in the world. So the sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we can't explain enough. Already we have taken much time, but inshallah we'll just try and explain the ayat very quickly. I've read the ayat, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who's known as Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Qurbani has just passed, the great sunnat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And why was he called Khalilullah? Allahu Akbar. The Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion, he says, oh Allah, how come Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is given this title Khalilullah? Allah Ta'ala says, oh Jibreel, you go and test him yourself. So he says, oh Allah, how should I test him? Allah says, you just go down from the heavens in the form of a human being, but as you're going down, just take my name, make my zikr, say Allah, or say Allahu Akbar, and see what happens to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, or most of the Anbiya, they were shepherds also. They had a lot of animals, and to mix with the animals like goats, sheep, it brings humbleness in a person also. That is why Qurbani, we should be active with our animals also. We should slaughter the sheep, the goats ourselves, and we should be with them and see that humbleness will come in us also. And we'll realize, I'm not just slaughtering that animal, I'm slaughtering all my desires for Allah. I'm giving my life to Allah. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is coming down testing Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Why is he Khalilullah? As he's coming down from the heavens in a very sweet voice, can we imagine the voice of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam? He's saying, Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam looks up, he's looking around. Who is that person? Who took the name of my beloved? He's gone in a state of enjoyment. Who took the name of my beloved? Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down in a form of a human being. He says, I took the name of your beloved. He said, ah, so beautiful. Please take the name of my beloved again, one more time. He says, it's not free of charge. What will you give me? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, all this whole valley of sheep, take it for you. But just take the name of my Allah one more time. Again, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah. Now he's gone in an ecstasy. He's gone mad. He's overjoyed. And to understand this, very easy, my Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says today, for example, if somebody's sister or mother's name is Fatima, then you don't enjoy taking that name, you take it anyhow. And we also spoil the name. Instead of saying Fatima, we'll say Fatli and Fatu and Fati and all different distinct lugats. But just let that young boy get proposed to Fatima. Now when he's proposed to Fatima, he goes to Karisa. He says, Karisa, please teach me how must I take the name Fatima. And I have to pronounce the ta properly. I can't just say Fati. And now she's going to be my bride. Now he's learning the tajweed of how to say Fatima. And then when he's laying on his bed, Fatima is sleeping. She doesn't even know he's thinking of her. And he is what? Tajweed. And he's like giving kirat on his bed. Fatima, Fatima. Fatima doesn't even know. Wallah, when we get the connection with Allah through the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then say Allah, Allah, Allah. You won't want to fall asleep without taking Allah's name. What enjoyment you'll get. And like Allahu Akbar, the ulama have explained that if Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, they have to say Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq had the most love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is one Allahu Akbar. The whole ummah's Allahu Akbar cannot compare to his Allahu Akbar. So imagine the Allah of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is gone mad. And he tells him, please, another time, take the name of my Allah. He says, now what you're going to give me? He says, all this other valley of animals of mine, take all of it. But just take the name of my Allah. He says, again Allah. Now he's gone in a more ecstasy, isn't? And this is the true love of Allah. Allah Akbar. As we have read, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiko kameena o jaam hai. Oh Allah, your name is so tasty. More than these people, they think they're sitting in the bars and they're knocking their glasses together. They think they're enjoying themselves, but they're losing their aqal, their intelligence. Wallah, the real wine is the wine of the love of Allah. Amen. When we enjoy the zikr of Allah, then see, you won't want to go near that music. You won't want to go near the pub. You'll get enjoyment here, and you'll be looking now, when can I go meet my Allah? When is Malakul Maut going to come with my ticket also, I can go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now overtaken. Now he tells Jibreel alayhi salatu, and he doesn't notice his test, is that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is Jibreel. He came in the form of a man, but he was so overtaken with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told him, please take the name of my Allah again. So he says, now I got all your animals, now what you going to give me? He says, now that you have taken all my animals, you need somebody to look after that animals. You need a shepherd, I'll work for you. Then Jibreel alayhi salam said, I am Jibreel. Now I know why you Khalilullah. Just I take Allah's name and you prepare to give all your wealth. You prepare to give yourself just for the name of Allah. So that is why he is known as Khalilullah. But look at Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, what dua is making. He's saying, Rabbi, la tughzini yawma yubathoon. Oh Allah, please don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. And this is the friends of Allah Ta'ala. The friends of Allah has got two worries all the time. One worry all the time in their life, I mustn't displease my Allah. Allah mustn't be happy with me. If Allah is unhappy with me, one pious person is making zikr of Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Then in his zikr, now the spawn comes out from his heart. He says, if somebody is seeing zikr, making zikr, then they'll think, what is this man asking for? So he says, koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu? Main apni khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. That if somebody asks me, what you asking for? Why are you saying Allah, Allah? I say, I'm asking for Allah himself. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, if you get the occasion to go to Multazam, or you get the occasion to go to Rauza-i Mubarak, where du'as are accepted, and there you ask for everything, but you didn't ask for Allah himself, then you didn't ask for nothing. Ask Allah to make us his, and Allah must become ours. When Allah is ours, was shai do jaha, this jis dil mein aa jaye, maze dono jaha se barke paaye. The king of both the worlds, in whose heart that kings come, you'll get the enjoyment of both the worlds in this world already. You'll get the taste of Jannat already here. What can be said when we really meet Allah? Allahu Akbar. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and so does the pious person is saying, that I'm asking, oh Allah, that I want Allah himself. When Allah becomes mine, he, I become his. Ata kar de wo mujhko apni mahabbat. Main uske siwa aur kuch nahi mangta hu. That I want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the point that I want to show after that, what he says, he narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar, usi zaat ki bas riza mangta hu. The displeasure of Allah, when Allah becomes unhappy with us, that is worse than being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. And when Allah is happy with you, you can be thrown in a huge fire. Look at the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They made such a huge fire that they couldn't go near that fire. The birds flying over used to roast and fall into that fire. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at that moment again, when he was thrown in, what a great test. When he was thrown in, was about to be catapulted in that fire, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, they took permission from Allah. The angels, they came, they said, oh Allah, can we go help Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? What is happening here? The angels are worried in the skies. Allah said, go and help him. When they came to his assistance, he asked them, does Allah know about me? He says, yes, Allah Ta'ala knows about me. He says, why you people came? They say, we came with the permission of Allah. Allah has given us permission to help you. He says, but does my Allah know about me? He says, yes, Allah knows about you. Does Allah have control of the situation? He says, yes, Allah has got full control. He says, amma ilayk fala. Then I don't need you people's assistance. And when does Allah Ta'ala's help come? At that very split moment. Allah wants to see, are we eager to give our life to Allah? Then Allah's madad will come. Mm-hmm. And till today even, whatever is happening in the world, wallah, if we make sincere tawbah, we ask Allah for forgiveness, and we promise to change our lives, see Allah's mercy will come down. Throughout the world, Allah's rahmat will come. And then see, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that very moment, when he was shot into the fire, Allah commanded, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُكُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Oh fire, you dare touch one hair of my Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Become a place of barda, of cool. And not just cool, so cool like the aircon, sometimes it's on, full blast.
You come in a masjid, it's cool, but now you're freezing because it's very cold. But Allah Ta'ala said, wassalam, it should be a place of peace also. So when you're thrown in the fire, but Allah is happy with you, you'll be enjoying yourself. And if you got the displeasure of Allah, you can be in the palace also, but you won't have ease and you won't have peace. Fir'aun had the palaces of the world. He was the key. He thought he is Allah. But Allah put one mosquito go into his head. And now he couldn't get headaches. People had to take their shoes and hit his head. The king of the time. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar. What connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But still he is worried. So the pious servants of Allah, if the anbiya are worried, how much shouldn't we be worried? That Allah shouldn't be unhappy with me. And Allah has made it very easy. We are human beings, we are not farishtas. We are going to make mistakes. The moment we realize our mistakes, make istighfar, ask for forgiveness. And make tawbah, ask Allah Ta'ala to. We promise to Allah, we'll change our lives. And then we make an effort, we try inshallah, make the zikr of Allah daily and we try. See how Allah Ta'ala will assist us. And so, at that time, when Allah Ta'ala's help comes, nobody can cause you harm. So the one concern they had all the time, Allah mustn't be unhappy with me. And the other concern which they had and we all should have, that I must leave this world with iman. I must leave this world in the way that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. Nobody has got guarantee. Although we are Muslims, inshallah, Allah will keep our iman intact. But nobody has got guarantee whether we're going to leave the world with iman. Because shaitan, he's our worst enemy. At the time when you are going through sakarat, and your ruh is about to come out, shaitan makes the greatest effort at that time. And at that time, a person feels very thirsty. Allah Ta'ala save us all. At that time, shaitan will stand with a glass of water in front of you. And he says, you want water? He says, please, I need water. I'm very thirsty. He says, if you want this water, say you don't believe, you're not a Muslim. Say you are Christian, or say you will follow another religion. And then I'll give you this water. In that eager, if we didn't have connection with Allah, if we didn't have connection with the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Ta'ala save us, we shouldn't slip at that time. Then we'll say, oh, I'm not a Muslim, aliyazu billah. Nakli kufr, kufr nabashir. Just giving the explanation, it's not kufr, inshallah. That at that time when you say, no, nah, I'm not a Muslim, he'll take that glass of water, he'll drop it down in front of you. And our ruh goes out, he'll start laughing, he'll start dancing. But our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, Mera zauk ye hai, jisne ek martaba Allah Ta'ala ki naam ishq ke saath liya, kal maut ke waqt Allah Ta'ala usko akela nahi chhodega. That person who took the name of Allah even one time with love, inshallah Allah won't leave him alone at the time of maut. Allah will be with you in the world. Allah will be with you at the time of death. And shaitan will make his effort till the last. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, he was on his dying bed, his children were all around him, and a very great pious personality, a great imam of his time, but he's saying, not yet, not yet. And he's going in a semi-conscious, he comes back to his conscious, the children are saying, oh Abba, oh Shaykh, why are you saying not yet, not yet? And we're reading Kalima, he says, I'm not talking to you, Shaitan is talking to me, and he's saying, oh Ahmad, now you're safe from me. Now you've gone out of my clutches. And I'm telling him, not yet. Tell my soul is not gone out. I don't know whether I'll go with iman or not. Allahu Akbar. So respected elders and friends, just worry. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Ya Allah, Rabbi la tuhzini yawma yubasoon. Don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Because that is the day, yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banoon. No wealth will help you. No children will help you on the day of Qiyamah. And what will help us? Illa man atallah biqalbin salim. Whoever comes to Allah with a qalbi salim, with a pure heart. And which is this heart? Not our physical heart, our spiritual heart, our soul. When the soul is free from any spiritual diseases, then you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're not spiritually sick. All this jealousy, hatred, anger, malice, love of this world, love of haram, all these are spiritual diseases which we don't even realize. We are so worried of one heart attack, one this, one that. All the physical diseases, when you go in the cupboard, that diseases comes to an end. But the spiritual diseases, if we didn't work on our heart, we didn't bring sincerity in our heart, for example, we're doing a lot of good deeds. We even spend, Allah gave us money, we're building masjids, everything. But we didn't bring ikhlas, that only for one Allah. That we're doing it in the start, maybe you did sincerity also only for Allah, but then shaitan doesn't leave us. Then we want, hey, this person must know about it. And by the way, shaitan will be so shrewd, he'll make you talk about it. That you say, you know, that institute, we put it up. You started it with clear intentions, but now just that one word, all your actions are down. So in that way, my Shaykh explained so beautifully that if you don't have one Allah, that ikhlas in our heart, and you don't have the proper sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now if you make namaz, it's zero. If you give sadqah, it's still zero. If you keep roza, it's still zero. 100 zeros, 100 good actions will be still zeros. And zero times zero is zero. But if you brought one Allah in your heart, and you brought sincerity, ikhlas in your heart, now that one is in front. Now perform namaz, even if it's like a zero. One plus the zero in front is 10. You give sadqah, it's 100. You keep roza, it's 1,000. And as you add the zeros, it just increases you all the time. Yeah. So this is the qalb-e saleem. This pure heart, this heart must become pure. Very quickly I'll just explain. Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi has given 5 tafsirs. Each tafsir has got a long explanation. We're not going into the depth of that, inshallah. Don't worry. I'll just say briefly what is the 5 tafsirs so we all can check ourselves. Today anybody, you go to the doctor tell you, hey, your high blood is about high or your sugar is high. You go straight to the chemist, you buy a machine to check your sugar every day. You buy a machine to check your high blood every day. And like our chef says so beautifully, some of us, we check our sugar, but we're not taking our control properly. We're not taking the proper diet, or even we're taking insulin, but we're not staying away from those things that will raise our sugar. Like Hazrat says, one person, one of their family members, his sugar went very high, so he had to be hospitalized. He went almost in a coma. So the doctors, they gave him his treatment, everything, his sugar came to normal, this thing. Then the doctors told the nurses, right, whole night, give him this drug, give him this medicine, etc. So the nurses were doing this, but when he came in the morning, the doctor came to check, his sugar is very high again. He's shouting the nurses, what's wrong with you? Why you're not giving him, they say, see, we're giving him his dosage. So the doctor is shocked that all, totally against all our scientific theories, our medical the research, how come his sugar is high? They can't understand. The second day, the same thing. During the day, his sugar level comes down. In the morning when they check again, sugar level is up. Now the nurses are worried, the doctors are excited. They say, what, you're not doing your work properly? They say, no, we're doing the work. After the second day or so, they went to make up his bed. And when they pick up the pillow, they see all the chocolate papers under his pillow. So they're giving him all the medicine, but he's eating chocolates. So how can his sugar come down? So exactly the same. We don't say when you check your sugar, say something wrong with the machine. Say something wrong with me. I'm not doing my exercise properly. I'm not doing my diet properly. So more important than the sugar machine, more important than the high blood machine, is the machine of our iman. Allah has given us many of these machines. In this ayat is one machine to check whether our heart is becoming, is our heart sick or not, and our spiritual heart. There are 5 tafsirs we should give, all of us, give ourselves. Don't look at the next person. All look at our own hearts. Give ourselves 20 marks for each mark and see how do I fare. If I'm weak, then make istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala to help me increase it. And if I'm a bit okay, then make shukr, but increase ourselves all the time. So Allama Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali says, what the first tafsir of Qalbi Salim, a pure and good heart, is that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banun, that your wealth won't help you. So the first tafsir is, Alladhi yunfiqu malahu fi sabilil birr. That person who earns his wealth correctly in a halal way and he spends it in the right way. We're spending our wealth in the right way. Not when it comes, we want to give donation for masjid or any institutions, we say, no, I'm a bit tight. But at the same time, we can go and spend money in the casino. So we have to see whether we're spending our wealth in the right way. We give ourselves marks and see, am I earning my wealth in a halal way? Am I spending it in the right way? The second tafsir, Alladhi yawma la yanfa'u malu wala banun. Look at the mufassirin. According to the ayat, they gave tafsir also. That your children also won't help you. So he says, what is the sign that your children will help you? Alladhi yurshidu banihi ila sabilil haqq. Those that guide their children on the path of hidayah. Those that give their children proper deeni knowledge, Those that give their children proper dini education and Islamic character, and those that link their children to the pious servants of Allah. Today we think we love our children. We worried of their school education. We worried they must go to university. But what they learning in the universities, in the schools, which is harmful to their iman, we don't even know. One important subject that is taught, Darwin's theory of evolution. Just in brief, very briefly, even a person wants to become a PhD, then he has to do a thesis on Darwin's theory of evolution. And my Shaykh, Allahu Akbar, Allah give him great reward. Mm-hmm. The way he summed it up so beautifully, he says, what is PhD? PhD is that person who's got permanent head damage. Or perawa dimag. Now his dimag becomes upside down. Because Allah Ta'ala said, I created you, specially with my hands. And what this Western world is teaching the whole world, and this is taught in Muslim schools, this is taught in the schools in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, that our forefathers were first apes, they were monkeys, then they became human beings. This is the crux of Darwin's theory of evolution. So one person told Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he told him, Hazrat, you bet you wrote so many kitabs, write one kitab on refutation of this. He says, why? Say, people are losing their iman. Then he answered so beautifully, he says, no, I don't have to write a kitab on this. He says, why, Hazrat? He says that everybody should be proud of his lineage, that my father was a Sayyid, or my father was a Patan, or my father, to be proud of your lineage in the sense that I come from that family. Not that I come from that, I'm better than somebody. But Allah has made me from this family, we should know our grandfathers, our forefathers, we shouldn't be shy from which gham, from which village we come from. But that doesn't make you superior to anybody else. What makes you superior is taqwa, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we'll only know when we go into the qabr. So he says, everybody should be happy about the lineage, you should know. And we are very happy that our forefather is Adab alayhi salatu wasalam. Those people that they are happy that their fathers is monkeys, mubarak to them. Why must we still write? So this is what, so those who guide their children, more important than we worried, our daughters must go to university. We're putting them in the fire of Jahannam, where their iman is going to be lost. Their character, you spending all your money, and when that daughter is finished almost becoming a doctor, lawyer, she comes home with one boy, and she comes home with a non-Muslim. And then when she comes home, the father tells her, it's either that boy or it's either me. She tells my dear father, own father who spends his wealth, she says, I love that boy. And she'll give. And it's happening in our Muslim homes. So we should give our children knowledge of deen. We should give our children the connection with the pious servants of Allah. This is the second sign, so give ourselves marks from them. The third tafsir, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبَهُ خَالِيًا عَنِ الْأَقَائِدِ الْبَاطِلَةِ That person whose heart is free from wrong beliefs. We should be very careful today with all the different isms, etc. What wrong beliefs people are putting in our hearts, we don't know. We have to have, we should see, like in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the month of Safar used to come, that time in the days of ignorance, they used to regard it as a bad luck month. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, there's no such a thing like bad luck in Islam. There's no such a thing like superstition in Islam. So we should have our beliefs correct. That nobody can fulfill our needs. Nobody can do anything for us besides Allah Ta'ala. Yes, we can ask Allah through the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself cannot cure us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself cannot do anything. So it is only from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we should have our beliefs correct. The fourth tafsir is, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبَهُ خَالِيًا عَنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ الَّتِي تُعَدَّى إِلَى النَّارِ That person whose heart is free from so much desire that will lead him to the fire of Jahannam. Desire you have to have. If a person say, I mustn't have desire, then how are you going to have children? You must have desire. Allah has made it that we should have desire and fulfill your desire with your halal wife in your room. Allahu Akbar. You got, Allah has made our deen so enjoyable that we all got desire. Allah says, take a wife in my name. That girl becomes halal for you. In your room, enjoy yourself. How much you want to look at your wife, look at her. Even with all her clothes off, no problem. But don't go to haram. In other words, don't let your desires be so much. Now you want to look at women in the street. Now you're looking at pornography. And sadly today, we don't control our gazes. Married men are involved in masturbation. Married men are involved in homosexuality. How sad it is. Because we don't control our gazes. So when that is a sign that our heart is still very, very sick. And for this we need treatment. The treatment Allah has kept, just get connected with the pious servants of Allah. That person who you see him, he reminds you of Allah. You see the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life, he reminds you of Akhirat. Get connected to that person. He will teach us how to make the zikr of Allah. Regularly we make the zikr of Allah, then the first tafsir, Allahu Akbar, which our elders explained, this was the best tafsir, that he said, Alladhi yakunu qalban khaliyan an ghayrillah, that your heart now becomes free from everything besides Allah. Only Allah comes in the heart. And this will come when we make zikr of Allah, of La ilaha illallah daily. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. When you say La ilaha, you're taking out like a vacuum everything from your heart. You thought my shop will give me honor, my big bank balance, then I got so much honor, I'm driving this car, now I'm somebody great. No, there's nobody can give you izzat, nobody can give us respect, nobody can give us shifa. Illallah, illallah, only Allah. And when Allah comes in the heart, wallah, we'll get a taste of Jannat in this world. When the Mubarak lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come in our hearts, we'll get the taste of Jannat in this world. And what can be said? I'll just end up with that hadith which I started in the beginning. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani. Whoever brings alive my sunnat has brought me alive. Waman ahyani faqad ahabbani. What is the sign of a person who really loves me? That person who follows my sunnat, that is the sign that he loves me. And waman ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. Whoever loves me, he will be with me in Jannah. We all want to be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannah. In this world already we'll get the connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. And just to summarize very quickly, that very important, we should follow the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should keep contact with the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then we have to check whether our heart is qalbi salim or not, a pure heart. And for that, what is the five tafsirs? See how we earning our wealth, how we spending our wealth. See what type of education and how we bringing up our children. The third thing we have to see, that our beliefs, our aqaid should be correct. The fourth thing is our desires and lust don't overpower us, that we go into haram. And the fifth thing is we should make an effort to empty our hearts from everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must come in the heart. Wallah, in this world with all the turmoil, we'll have a peaceful and comfortable life. Allah Ta'ala says, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only with the remembrance of Allah, you'll get this peace and contentment in your heart. So Allah Ta'ala grant it to all of us, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, in the same regard, tomorrow in class door from Asr till Isha, there's a program, Islahi program, how we can purify our hearts, bring Allah Ta'ala's love in our hearts. If we can try and come inshallah, in class door from Asr till Isha, it will be very beneficial for all of us, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا. The day of Qiyamah in this way, and let us be under the flag of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us the drink of Auza Kawthar directly from the hands of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, and enter us into Jannat in Haziratul Quds, the highest stages of Jannat, in such a way that you are pleased and happy with us. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.